Filipino people with disabilities during calamities. In the Philippines, there are three safety measures that protect people with disabilities PWDs during calamities: its legal mandates for inclusive disaster risk reduction DRR, its PWD-specific databases, and its localized evacuation drills. Legal mandates. The Republic Act No. 10,121, or the Philippine Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Act of 2010, shifts the focus from mere response to disasters to a comprehensive, community-based approach on risk reduction and mitigation instead. It requires local government units LGUs to create local disaster offices and allocate a 5% local disaster risk reduction and management fund LDRRMF for preparedness and response. Section 19 of the law prohibits the theft, destruction, and diversion of relief goods and supplies intended for disaster victims. Otherwise, Section 20 stipulates that any individual, corporation, partnership, association, or other juridical entity that commits any of the prohibited acts provided for in Section 19 of this Act shall be prosecuted and upon conviction shall suffer a fine of not less than 50,000 pesos PHP 50,000.00 or any amount not to exceed 500,000 pesos PHP 500,000.00 or imprisonment of not less than 6 years and 1 day or more than 12 years, or both, at the discretion of the court, including perpetual disqualification from public office if the offender is a public officer, and confiscation or forfeiture in favor of the government of the objects and the instrumentalities used in committing any of herein prohibited acts. Furthermore, RA 10,121 established the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council, which manages disaster prevention, mitigation, preparedness, response, and rehabilitation with the administration of the Office of Civil Defense OCD under the Department of National Defense. Its mission is simple: to protect the welfare of Filipinos during disasters 24/7. The Proclamation No. 240, on the other hand, mandates all government agencies and LGUs to allocate at least 1% of their annual budget to programs, projects, and activities for the disaster risk reduction and management DRRM of PWDs. It helps facilitate access to specialized aid and encourages NGOs and self-help groups to partner with the government to ensure that support services are reaching PWDs during emergencies. PWD-specific databases and pilot systems. Presently, only 2 cities in the country maintain secure, digital PWD databases. These are the cities of Quezon City and Bacolod City. Quezon City utilizes the QCE Services Portal and integrates data with the Philippine Registry of Person with Disability Portal PRPWDP. The data collated in the Quezon City PWD database management is linked to the QCitizen ID system so that residents of the city can have better, personalized, and efficient resource allocation of the various city and nationwide services. It will also be managed by the Persons with Disability Affairs Office PDAO and will require official requests to be accessed in compliance with the Data Privacy Act. Bacolod City, meanwhile, uses QR-coded ID cards for real-time, 24/7 verification by establishments. Through the Bacolod City PWD database management, 17,078 plus QR-coded IDs were issued to replace old cards aimed at preventing the use of fake IDs. There's also a 24/7 hotline and scanning system established to verify the legitimacy of the ID, which has reduced fraudulent claims from 6-8% to 2-3%. This initiative was pushed by Mayor Albie Benitez to improve data security and ensure that only the qualified individuals would receive benefits. This same measure is being used as the model for the national, Unified PWDID system rolled out by the Department of Social Welfare and Development and National Council on Disability Affairs to 35 pilot cities and municipalities, namely Manila, Pasay, Muntinlupa, San Miguel Bulacan, Sta. Rosa Laguna, Carmona Cavite, Pilar Laguna, Cainta Rizal, San Mateo Rizal, Teresa Rizal, Antipolo Rizal, Dagupan Pangasinan, San Carlos Pangasinan, Urdaneta Pangasinan, Alaminos Pangasinan, Daet Camarines Norte. They are chosen based on which LGUs have high reports of falsified ID incidents and LGUs that formally expressed interest in participating. Evacuation drills and centers. Currently, there are 6 LGUs that have PWD-specific evacuation drills. These are Quezon City, Bengay, San Jose, Batangas, Nevada City, Roxas City, Capiz, and Marikina City. 1 Quezon City, led by the Business Permits and Licensing Department and the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Office, the city government has launched Alert QC, which stands for Awareness, Life-Saving, Emergency Response Training, that aims to increase disaster preparedness and create a disaster-ready workplace. These disaster preparedness trainings focus on tailored, hands-on emergency protocols and essential survival skills to enhance safety and self-reliance. Evacuation sites in the barangays of Bagong Silanon, Tatalan, North Fairview, San Bartolome, and Bagbag are also monitored by the PDAO in Quezon City to assist PWD evacuees. 2 Bengay, its Office of Civil Defense Cordillera Administrative Region OCDCAR conducts capacity building programs, including training on buddy systems where PWDs are paired with able-bodied volunteers to ensure safety during evacuations. They also have vocational skills and livelihood opportunities for PWDs, adaptive technology training particularly for the visually impaired, JAWS job access with speech, and basic computer skills. There would also be sessions on the rights of Indigenous cultural communities, Indigenous peoples ICCIP, legal investigation, and PWD-related laws, training on enterprise management, financial literacy, and sustainability, and support services on obtaining PWD IDs, Barangay certifications, and accessing social assistance. 3 San Jose, Batangas, its Municipal Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council involves PWDs in simulation exercises, such as the fourth quarter nationwide simultaneous earthquake drill. Evacuation routes and techniques are tailored for individuals with physical or sensory disabilities, and there are sessions on what to put in a go bag, how to recognize danger signals e.g. sirens, and how to use official communication channels. 4 Nevada City, during the evacuation exercises here, the drills specifically demonstrate how to safely move individuals using wheelchairs, those with visual impairments, and the deaf. PWDs are also engaged to map and practice using accessible, pre-identified evacuation routes within their barangay and educated on preparing emergency kits containing necessary medications, assistive devices, and important documents. Unique to the city is its Project Resolve, an innovative web-based application designed to centralize and streamline disaster-related processes launched by the DSWDNCR. 5 Roxas City, Capiz, its regional evacuation center in BRGY. Milibili features wheelchair ramps, dedicated PWD comfort rooms, and accessible layouts. These facilities are also constructed to be floodproof and wind-resistant for safety. Other PWD-friendly centers are located in stable areas to withstand disasters, reducing risk for mobility-impaired individuals. 6 Marikina City, focusing on a proactive, data-driven, and community-based approach centered on flood mitigation, early warning systems, and rapid response, the city has widened the Marikina River from 60 to 100 meters, implemented dredging, and reinforced banks to withstand high water velocity. It also has installed 12 warning sirens along its riverbanks, applied the mobile operational system for emergency services MOSES tablet for real-time data from Project NOAA, conducted earthquake drills regularly, and maintained trained Baranahi disaster coordinating councils. There are also 5 evacuation centers that have proper accessibility and 48 specialized centers in the country constructed specifically to be PWD friendly, such as the following: 1 regional evacuation center, Milibili, Roxas City, Capiz, a 2-story, all-weather facility with standard ramps, PWD comfort rooms, and wheelchair access ways. 2 Baranahi Bukit Evacuation Center, Las Navas, Northern Samar, a newly constructed, floodproof center equipped with ramps, generators, and accessible toilets. 3 Sairungan Haguyuan Shelter of Guyuan, Eastern Samar, a 2-story, 750 square meters typhoon resilient structure with specialized ramps, handrails, and improved, safe, and illuminated spaces. 4. Arayupanha Buronan Shelter of Buronan, Eastern Samar, a 350-person capacity shelter featuring PWD accessible ramps, handrails, and specialized wash water, sanitation, and hygiene facilities inaugurated with help from UNICEF and IOM. 5. Tanaan Evacuation Shelter, Leyte, a part of the Build Back Better approach in inclusive disaster management in the Philippines that has wheelchair-accessible ramps leading to second floor, specialized restrooms, and designated spaces. 648 specialized shelters in Cebu, in a 2025-2026 report, the first Bayanihan Village of Modular Housing Units MSUs were put up in Baranahi Poblacion, San Remigio. The second Bayanihan Village of Modular Units was established in Baranahi Pajo, Don Bantayan. Emergency shelters were added in Bogo City and Medellin, and the Balay Silanon and the Anti-Mendicancy Shelter were built in the South Reclamation Area SRP, Cebu City. But many evacuation centers still lack proper accessibility. And these must stem largely from the reliance on public schools and temporary, repurposed facilities, e.g. covered courts, gyms that do not adhere to the Batas Pambansa 344, the accessibility law. They are the following: Marikina City Schools, in a 2017 study, 31 primary and secondary schools in the barangays of Nangka, Tumana, and Malonde used as evacuation centers were found to be not PWD inclusive. They lack ramps and, in some cases, did not allow PWDs on the first floor, forcing them to navigate stairs. Metro Manila Public Facilities, many designated evacuation centers in high-density, flood-prone areas of Metro Manila lack accessible toilets with grab bars and ramps for wheelchairs. Repurposed local gymnasiums and churches, often used in rural or smaller LGUs, these lack separate, accessible, and hygienic sanitation facilities. Who provides the budget to build these evacuation centers in the Philippines? The funding for building, maintaining, and operating evacuation centers was legislated in the 18th Congress, 19th Congress, and 20th Congress. The initial construction, which would be the building and setting up of new, disaster-resilient evacuation centers, are charged against the budget of the DPWH that is included in the Annual General Appropriations Act GAA. Then the LGUs would be the ones who would maintain, manage, and operate these facilities with the funds charged against its Local Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council LDRRMC. If there couldn't be a permanent, dedicated, and accessible center, the LGU will designate the most accessible and safe public building, such as a multi-purpose gym in the Baranahi, as the temporary refuge area. Other support agencies would be the Department of the Interior and local government, which would facilitate the funding for improving, expanding, or building of new facilities, and the Department of Education, which would be charged for the construction and maintenance of schools already used as evacuation centers and additional facilities. Key findings from research on PWDs and disaster vulnerability. 1. PWDs in the Philippines are twice as likely to not recover from past disasters. This is because, as the study by Harvard Humanitarian Initiative HHI in 2024 shows, PWDs face 14-57% lower preparedness in training, information, and planning. Also, disaster management in the Philippines often fails to account for the needs of PWDs, and the latter are usually 4 times poorer than the general population, exacerbating their situation. 2. Evacuation centers, such as those used after Typhoon Hien, lacked accessible toilets and ramps, and were not sensitive to the needs of women with disabilities. This is because of pre-existing infrastructural gaps in schools or gymnasiums, lack of disability-inclusive disaster planning, attitudinal barriers, and limited resources. In many cases, these shelters were damaged themselves, prioritizing emergency shelter over specialized accessibility. Unfortunately, despite the combined efforts of the IOM and the Philippine Disaster Resilience Foundation PDRF, post-Typhoon Hien improvements for PWD-friendly evacuation centers in the Philippines have achieved mixed, yet generally progressive results. Many of the established centers remain overcrowded, lack sufficient toilet facilities for PWDs and ramps, and only the more visible or media-driven locations receive better upgrades. 3. PWDs often face challenges due to lack of clear, accessible, and inclusive information channels, relying heavily on peers for updates. This is because public facilities and information channels lack adequate facilities, such as braille, sign language, or digital accessibility. It doesn't help that only about 60% of LGUs have dedicated offices for PWDs and only about 10%-57% of PWDs are employed. To address this, the government and partner agencies are implementing digital, legal, and community-based initiatives aimed at creating a non-handicapping environment (NHE). Last year's efforts focus on digitizing registration, enforcing accessibility laws, and providing tailored information services. 4. PWDs often face higher poverty rates, leading to limited financial resources and, therefore, greater difficulty rebuilding their lives after disasters. This is because PWDs face significant barriers to education and employment, eventually resulting in lower earnings or unemployment compared to the general population. They also often incur additional costs for daily living, e.g. specialized care, assistive devices, and medication, lack savings and insurance, and have severely limited recovery options if their family or neighbors are impacted. Role of the DILG: it is the responsibility of this office to ensure inclusion of PWDs in local disaster risk reduction and management DRRM plans and that evacuation centers are accessible. As the Vice Chair for Disaster Preparedness of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council (NDRRMC), the DILG is the one that mandates LGUs to adopt inclusive, gender-sensitive, and PWD-friendly strategies in their disaster plans. The DILG, too, conducts audits together with the RDRRMC on temporary shelters to ensure that the latter comply with accessibility standards. It also trains local officials to ensure that PWDs are not left behind during disaster response. Then, in collaboration with the Department of Budget and Management (DBM) in 2024, the DILG developed the Support and Assistance Fund to Participatory Budgeting (SAFT) to shift from traditional top-down budgeting to a process that involves citizens in identifying local needs, primarily focusing on water supply, sanitation, and disaster resilience. The SAF originally under initiatives like bottom-up budgeting BUB and later as part of the local government support fund LGSF aims to empower local communities, enhance transparency, and ensure that government funds directly address the urgent, high-priority needs of the poor. Along with the agencies NDRRMC, DPWH, DOE, DEPED, the DILG is responsible, too, for providing technical assistance and oversight in implementing the technical specifications and standards of the Republic Act No. 12076. Otherwise termed as the Ligdas Pinoy Centers Act, it mandates the building of permanent anti-typhoon and earthquake-resistant evacuation centers in every city and municipality. The centers must include sleeping areas, sanitation, medical facilities, and storage so that public schools will no longer be used as long-term evacuation centers. All of the three safety measures of the Philippines to its PWDs during calamities appear to have been well thought of then. Yet all the three poses significant problems: weak implementation, lack of enforcement, and inadequate monitoring of the legal mandates, fragmentation, inaccurate data, and slow, manual updates of the PWD-specific databases, and failure to address the specific needs of PWDs during the localized evacuation drills. All of which could be resolved through specialized training for rescuers, accessible warning systems, and personalized evacuation plans.